Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, the Inland Empire has invaded the Rock and Roll Happy Hour tonight. Every single time, Ken, we've had Iron Fire on the program, it has turned into an absolute show. Tonight looks like it's going to be no exception. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth, cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always. St. Kenneth Wright, our indie beer evangelist.
I brought my six shooters with me.
Why is your hair wet? Did you take a shower before you came here?
No, actually, I was in the pool. Floating around the pool.
Stop. I've been in the studio and you were in the pool.
I drink your milkshake.
Say hello to the guys from Iron Fire Brewing out of Temecula. We got Kyle, Ryan, and Cam. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. We started with, hold on, let me count these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 warm-up beers before we even opened up the mic for the Rock.
Iron fired up, my friend. Iron fired up.
Ales for Outlaws.
Give me a quick rundown. Give me the elevator pitch of what Iron Fire Brewing is.
We've been around about 6 years now. We got a couple Ballast Point fellas started their own thing.
We go punk rock. We go hard. We make Ales for Outlaws. We don't get nothing but the gangster beer.
You definitely are living up to the reputation of the IE, and God bless you for it. Somebody has to own it up. This is beer you want to take with you when you're bouncing around the dunes, beer you want to take when you're going up to the mountains, just doing
shooting your 30-06 into the sky for no good reason.
For the 4th of July?
Yes. Woohoo! Yeah!
Hardcore.
That's right. So, alright, I expect nothing less out of the beers that you brought tonight. What are we going to start the program off with?
Well, we have Stetson's and Sombreros. It's our Mexican lager.
That's Kyle. He's our brewer. He's kind of a badass.
Did you do the recipe for this Mexican-style lager?
I did not.
What was the whole inspiration behind it?
I think the inspiration is to drink something that you want to drink when it's hot, super hot in the IE. Stuff you can take to the river, stuff you can take out to the pool, walk around the streets, you know, whatever's legal sometimes.
So crispy.
You know,
clean.
Jeremy, I was in the pool today. Did I tell you about being in the
Shut
pool
up,
with an ice-cold lager?
Just stop.
And it was Stetson's and Sombreros, right?
Of course it was.
What else would it be?
Man, that is so clean and drinkable. And I love the fact that it's in a can. It's in a can that looks so cool.
Yeah, our artwork is, I think, a lot of a thing we're really known for. It's actually a local comic book artist or video game artist, one of the two. And a lot of people, even like my dad, that's everything he always talks about is the art.
Doesn't suck that the beer is really good, too.
That helps.
So cheers to the beer, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Thank you for coming on.
Cheers.
Now, I know you guys are rather punk rock themed, so why don't we start out with something that just sets the tone for the evening? Let's do Sum 41. It's Fat Lip.
Let's
start
it.
Rock and roll happy on 94.9. When the words that come out of Ryan's mouth are, yeah, we can shotgun this beer. It's only going downhill from here. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, Blink 182 and The Rock Show. Tonight, we're drinking with our friends from Iron Fire Brewing in Temecula. If you have never been to their tasting room, you may want to bring a helmet because they will make sure that you Uber home. And I think that seems to be the theme tonight. We start off the program with Stetson's and Sombreros Mexican Style Lager. And believe it or not, the time it took us to play those two songs, we slammed, what, three beers, and now we're on to the next one?
We got it. That was awesome. You can drink a lot of that Stetson's and Sombreros really, really fast.
Yes, you can. That's
the
problem.
It's good. And now, guess what?
Oh, no,
we
it's
got
the solution.
All right, what's this next beer? Because I smell something delicious.
It's fun, man.
Wheat Dealer.
Wheat Dealer.
The beer is called Wheat Dealer because you're dealing straight wheat.
My vision when I randomly came up with the name, despite the puns behind of it.
Oh, sorry.
Or since we kind of have an old Western type theme and or outlaw type theme, was somebody in a like a covered wagon dealing wheat.
Now this looks like a scene from Westworld on the can right here.
The can is actually what's on our growler. This is it's all the characters except, I believe, one or two.
It's basically, if you think of the Last Supper of beer, not to be
yeah,
super
that's what I thought. I thought political. Of Jesus when I saw this can.
I agree. Yeah.
He was there with us. He was there with us in the meeting. He was.
I'm going to see Jesus if I drink this whole thing.
This is a wheat beer.
Yeah, it's wheat, but it's got full body. It's well-rounded, and you get that pineapple on the end.
You know what? And people will say, I'm not really into wheat beers. I tell people, I'm not really into wheat beers. This one, just shut up and drink it.
You'll be into it.
I think a lot of wheat beers are German yeast and or Belgian yeast, and this is an American yeast. It's actually our house yeast strain.
Oh my God, it's clean, and the pineapple on that.
This is the same level of crushability as the Stetsons and Sombreros. This is so another beer you can drink way too much of and get into trouble way too fast.
That's what we're going to do. Let's do it. Let's do it.
And so for that typical individual that hates wheat beer, you're going to love this. I'm just saying. I can shotgun this. I can't shotgun a typical wheat beer.
Wow, it's shotgunnable.
So the measuring stick for Iron Fire Brewing Company is, can I shotgun this beer?
Can I shotgun this?
All right, it's a good beer.
By the end of the show, no.
Is there something worse than being a shotgunnable beer? I'm just saying.
All right, well, you know what? Fine. We're gonna take a break and get your car keys out. We're going to shotgun a beer. Next, got a couple of tracks to go with this wheat dealer. Does Cypress Hill sound good to you? Because it sounds good to me.
I love it.
Fire it up.
Oh, I'm glad the air conditioning is working tonight because it's already getting hot in here. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, San Diego. Independent beer evangelist Saint Kenneth Wright and some miscreants that you're going to have to preach to, Ken, from Iron Fire Brewing. That is the best way to describe Kyle, Ryan, and Cam. These guys here are troubled tonight.
They are.
We've already had their wheat dealer American wheat with pineapple, which, oh my God, was so good. Now, you were telling me just a second ago that you do this with all pineapple puree. There's no extract. There's no BS. This is 100% real fruit.
55 gallons of straight pineapple puree per 20 barrels.
Do you just roll Ryan in there to just squeeze the crap out of each pineapple? Just those massive arms of his, just...
That's Muscles Mano.
That's
John Mano.
That's our head brewer right there.
Head brewer president.
We also had the Stetson Sombreros Mexican style lager. And oh, I know the can, but this is one of my favorite IPAs with a twist. Everybody knows your 5150 IPA, which is police code for somebody who's a little crazy. Now you've taken that beer
just a little Ryan, I guess.
Ken, it's crazy. Ken, please. Take my car keys. I'm not making it home tonight. We're either sleeping here or we're Ubering home. Well, you've taken your flagship IPA, and now, once again, like you did with the wheat dealer, you are now putting grapefruit in this.
Correct.
So good.
Stop it. What was your angle on this?
Sell beer and make something that's a little more drinkable for people who are not so totally into IPAs. Give them something a little more on the fruity bitterness compared to hop bitterness. You can drink in masses instead of compared to...
So good.
Yeah. Are you recognizing the theme here, Ken?
I want
everything.
Drink.
Comes
lot.
In drinking a lot.
This is about quantity. The Inland Empire, very, very hot.
But here's the thing. Quality. You're not sacrificing quality.
No,
you're getting
not
quality
at all.
And quantity.
These are so tasty.
Now, okay, so...
Shotgun your beer, please.
Yeah, of course. Because they're from the Inland Empire, too. It's all about shotguns.
Because I'm drinking with you guys, I'm getting caught in the fever of it all. What's the ABV on this? Because I'm already halfway done with my glass.
It's the same as 5150. 6.5%.
So it's a San Diego session.
Day long.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
This is fine.
You
this
can
is
session
order.
That shotgun all day, baby.
That is the biggest oxymoronic statement I've heard. And of course, it can only come from somebody from the IE. Good Lord, have mercy, man. All right. Next, coming up, we're going to talk about something that is becoming a big buzz right now in IPAs as when Hazy's dropped on the scene. Have you heard of Brut yet? If you haven't,
by Fabergé.
Well, you're going to hear all about Brut.
Boop by Fabergé.
After you get over this, here's Rise Against. It's the good left undone on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. Help me, please. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. Drinking tonight with our friends from Iron Fire Brewing and playing a little bit of punk rock. That, oh man, I love The Clash so much. All right, now one of the things that's been going on in San Diego, I've noticed a lot of people are talking about Brut IPAs. Now, I don't know if everyone knows what a Brut IPA is right now, because is this kind of like a response to all the hazy, juicy IPAs that have been going on? Because this is a very clear beer.
Hell no.
Give me what the definition. What's a Brut IPA?
So Kyle is our brewer, and he is Mr. Brut IPA.
All right, well, a Brut is basically a classic West Coast IPA, filtered, clear IPA. However, it is very bone dry, very hop driven, without the perceived bitterness.
So it's basically like a zero IBU.
It's very, very
West Coast IPA.
Very, very low. So I think ours is about 20. The boil hops are very, very minimal, mostly all Whirlpool hops. However, it does come from the Bay Area, so it's still a California thing, but it's still kind of finding its way down to SoCal. And I think we're very known for our clear filtered West Coast IPAs.
Yeah,
and
this is clear.
Clear AF.
Ken, I've rarely heard you so passionate about something.
I'm just making an observation, Jeremy.
Yes, but you don't usually drop that word when we're talking about beer.
Oh, I'll tell you why. No, it is very clear, and it is super dry. Dry like I wish ginger ale was dry. With most West Coast IPAs, you get that sort of back of the palate bitterness. Mm.
That's what most bitterness. People hate about IPAs. Is that sustaining,
kind of sticks in your craw.
Sticky bitterness.
This but that's one, the super rad aspect of a brewed IPA is there's no perceived bitterness. It is super rad, super crushable, and it's got that higher ABV that allows you to get a good buzz going without the just typical IPA fullness.
But you know what I like, though? When you say no perceived bitterness, a lot of people think, well, then it's going to be sweet.
No.
No, there's no sweetness here at all.
Here's my question. With as dry as this beer is, what's the ABV on this?
This is a 7.1%.
Whoa. Whoa. Dude, I wasn't expecting that. I expected this to be somewhere down like 5.861.
I tell you, for all you champagne drinkers out there, try this.
I want this to be my 4th of July beer.
I think it's going to be.
Oh.
I actually have a really good quote of what brewed IPAs are.
Please, throw it at me.
All right, so I think it's from somebody up north. I believe it's maybe Temescal Brewing or Berryessa. It says, I think other brewers are excited about it because it's like this challenge. Like, you can make a beer with no body, no residual sugar, and a whole bunch of hops, make it taste really nice and not too bitter. And that's what I think is very, as we like to say, you can drink a lot of it.
Dude, I can't say anything else. All I can do is play a song at this point. Yeah. As we drink this Brut IPA from Iron Fire Brewing. Here's Rancid. It's Ruby Soho on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Aleworks, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a date at the beach, to their rich and smooth Cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Aleworks has you covered. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist. We call him Saint Ken around here, and the guys from Iron Fire Brewing, who he's been preaching to. The guys from Iron Fire Brewing, you've got Kyle, Ryan, and Cam. And now we're going to end with a coffin nail. You guys are just absolutely brutal tonight. You brought one of the biggest beers I've ever had. So let me get this right. It is Last Rites Bourbon Barrel Age Triple Chocolate Imperial Stout.
That's woo! It. Yeah! You said it right, baby. You said it right.
How on earth do you expect a human to drink that beer? Is this like 12.2?
Yeah, this is a big boy. This is 16%.
Wait, oh what? My God, what? Becky. 16. Don't 1.6.
Do it, Becky, don't do it.
With no decimal
Becky.
Between.
Woo!
So what's the story on this beer?
So we were super cool with Suge Knight, and we really came out with this beer just so we could.
Wait, hold on. Wait, I'm gonna mute you. Is he lying to me right now?
No, he's absolutely lying.
All right, go ahead. Continue then, please.
I'm just saying, this would be the Suge Knight beer of the West Coast.
Oh, if Suge Knight were on the West Coast, this would be the
he'd be drinking this.
There you go.
He might be in prison. That's the West Coast gangster. Just so you know.
Wow.
So well this
said.
Beer.
Well been, said.
This beer's been around for about 4 or 5 years now. It is starts at about 12% to 14% before it hits the barrels. Barrels give it that extra little couple percentage there.
That is amazing chocolate cake.
The barrels change every year. This one is from Kentucky. There is a lot of chocolate that goes into this. A ton of chocolate goes throughout the whole entire brewing process, from the mash to the boil and to after that in fermentation.
All right. So Kyle, how do you, when you're brewing a beer that's 12 to 14%, what is your grain to water ratio, like 1 to 1? I mean, how do you get that kind of gravity?
Our mash tun is very, very full. It's at about the brim.
I can imagine.
Gangster.
What, do you have to use dynamite to unclog that sucker?
Yeah, because we don't use rice holes like a lot of breweries do. We kind of just trust ourselves and go with it.
So tell me, what's the availability on this beer?
Stevie, you idiot.
Super limited. Super, super, super limited.
Can I get bottles of this in your tasting room right
you
now?
You can come to both of our tasting rooms, actually.
Wait,
two now.
You have
Wait.
We do have two tasting rooms. We have one in our regular brewery location, which
the
is
OG.
The OG, we call it. And we also have one in our Old Town Temecula, which is called the Old Town Outpost, which is off 3rd Street in Old Town Temecula.
So you're going to have to go north on the 15 to get to either one of them.
From here, yes, you do.
You know, anytime you guys want to come to Lakeside, you're more than welcome.
Somebody's dropping the OG gangster. It's East County.
It's the outlaw ambassador. There's nothing I can do to compete with that.
You can't stop me. You can't stop me.
You can't
stop me. You're laughing, but have you ever been to Eastbound? That place is awesome,
bro.
Let
me tell you right now, I can't remember the last time I've been to Eastbound, and that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Whoa! All right, we're done. We're getting out of here. Lexi's in next. Have a good night. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. He's drinking out of the bottle. That's so I.
Last rites.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.